It originally identified a fad, a trend, or a tendency of thought to which one considers oneself superior, but now appears to be fading into a general synonym for an idea. But language aside, in what sense does a meme exist? Is it a down-market platonic idea? No, because that is just the sort of concept that Dawkins and Blackmore would reject. Thus, we must look for memes in the brain. Neurobiologist Juan Delius has pictured his conjecture of a meme as a constellation of activated neuronal synapses. But as McGrath notes, a picture is not evidence that memes exist. I've seen countless pictures of God in many visits to art galleries, and that verifies the concept? Or makes it scientifically plausible? Delius's proposal that a meme will have a single locatable and observable structure is purely conjectural, and as yet to be subjected to rigorous empirical investigation. It's one thing to speculate about what something might look like. The real question is whether it is there at all. Practically speaking, one serious difficulty with the meme having any locatable or observable structure is that everyone's brain receives and processes information in a different way. For example, when Yuri Wackerman and colleagues found, 2003, that two separated human beings can coordinate their brain states, no one place in the recipient's brains routinely received the effect. Thus, there is no apparent staging area for memes. Was the meme never more than an analogy? If so, McGrath warns, there is a massive gap between analogy and identity, and as the history of science illustrates only too painfully, most false trails in science are about analogies which were mistakenly assumed to be identities. Sympathetic critics, as well as hostile ones, have also begun to question the meme. Biological anthropologist Robert Onger, author of The Electric Meme, 2002, also edited the anthology Darwinizing Culture, 2001, which asks whether memetics is even a discipline. He lists a number of problems: no obvious correlations with brain states, no high-fidelity replication, no independence, and no clear way to trace origins, given that a number of people may get the same idea at once. He summarizes, "Even this brief foray into attempts at defining memes suggests there is disarray at a fundamental level in the subject."